我哋嘅经文系嚟自箴言，系第十章嘅十八、十九、三十一、三十二，十二章嘅十三、十四、十七、十八、廿五，十五章嘅一同埋四，十六章嘅二十三、二十八，十八章嘅二十一，廿五章嘅十一、十五同埋廿九章嘅十一节。我哋会用广东话先读，启应嘅方式用广东话先读，再用英文读。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Proverbs, from chapter 10, verses 18, 19, 31, 32, chapters 12, verses 13, 14, 17, 18, and 25, chapters 15, verses 1 and 4, chapters 16, verses 23 and 28, chapter 18, verses 21, chapters 25, verse 11 and 15, and chapter 29, verse 11. We will first read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
箴言第十章十八节，隐藏怨恨的有说谎的嘴，口出谗谤的是愚妄的人。义人的口滋生智慧，歪谬的舌必被割断。恶人嘴中的过错是自己的网罗，但义人必脱离患难。说出真话的显明公义，作假见证的显出诡诈。人心忧虑，屈而不伸，一句良言使心欢乐。温良的舌是生命树，歪谬的嘴使人心碎。歪僻人播散纷争，传舌的离间密友。一句说话得一句话说得合宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。我们一起读第十章二十九章十一节。愚妄人怒气全发，智慧人忍气含怒。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool.
Words are many. Transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent.
The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off.
The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverse.
An evil man is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous escapes from trouble.
From the fruit of his mouth a man is satisfied with good, and the word a man's hand comes back to him.
Whoever speaks the truth gives honest evidence, but a false witness utters deceit.
There's one whose rash words are like sore flesh, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad.
A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perversiveness in it breaks the spirit.
The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasive to his lips.
A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits.
A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver.
With patience a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue will break a bone.
Let's read chapter 29, verse 11 together. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back.
今日程牧師所講嘅題目係我們的言語很重要。
The title of Pastor Wilson Cheng's message today is Our Words Matter.
細路仔可以落去兒童崇拜。
The children may be dismissed for children's worship.
If you've lived in this country for long, you know that we have a right of free speech in this land.
如果你喺呢一个嘅国家住咗好耐嘅时候，你系知道喺呢个土地上面，我哋有呢个言语嘅自由呢个权利。
In our political culture, we have the right to blurt out what we feel.
喺我哋呢个政治嘅文化里边，佢可以。 你可以隨便去講出你自己嘅觀點。
But as Christians, we enter a new culture, a renewed culture. God is in the business of redemption.
但係基督徒，我哋喺一個新嘅文化裏邊，神有佢嗰個救贖嘅工作。
And so we surrender that right as we renew our culture.
咁我哋要去更新我哋嘅文化，我哋喺當中，我哋去降服。 放低我哋呢一个嘅权利。
That means to glorify God, which again Christians ought to do, is to stop blurting out what we feel.
咁即系话，身为一个基督徒，我哋要去荣耀神嘅时候，我哋就要去放低我哋嘅权利，就系话到我哋要讲乜就讲乜，嚟到去发泄我哋自己。
Christians bring our words under the judgment of God's words.
基督徒佢嘅言语系摆喺神嘅话语嘅审判之下。
Joko, if you don't mind, if you could shine back Proverbs 29:11, one of the verses we read, so you'll see the wisdom of God.
咁我哋可以睇下神嗰个话语嗰个智慧，箴言29:11.
A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back.
佢话愚妄人怒气全发。
You know, the Bible says a lot about the tongue and our words.
聖經講好多關於我哋嘅舌頭同埋我哋嘅言語。
As you'll see on slide 2 in the New Testament, James 3:5 says, How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire.
佢話好似喺雅各書嘅3章第5節嗰個佢講，佢話最小嘅火能夠點著最大嘅樹林。
You know, church experts, people who study churches around the world, they tell us this, and we know it's true because there's so many historical cases of it.
咁一啲咧研究教會嘅人，咁佢係研究呢個世入邊嘅教會，咁去揾到一啲嘅結論。
Do you know how many people it takes to split a church?
咁佢話：究竟你知唔知道需要幾多個人嚟到去令到一間教會去分裂呢？
Just two.
佢話只需要兩個人。
Just takes two people to split a church.
佢話喺一間教會裏邊要令間教會分裂嘅時候，只需要兩個人。
You see, one to start spreading fiery negativity.
佢話首先就係第一個人，佢喺教會裏邊去傳開一啲好負面嘅嘢。
And the second one. Who doesn't have the courage to confront sin.
而第二個人就係佢冇乜勇氣嚟到去面對呢一啲嘅罪惡。I
think you've noticed Proverbs chapters 10 through 31 covers a lot of topics.
咁你可能你都會注意到就係喺箴言呢本書裏邊咧，由第10至31章嗰度咧，佢講過好多唔同嘅題目。
And what many preachers have done was take a bunch of those verses and collect them together under one topic.
咁好多嘅嘅講員咧，佢就會將咧箴言裏邊咧唔同嘅經文咧，佢哋擺埋一齊，當咁咧就係成為一個統一嘅一個嘅題目。
That's why you see the scattered verses that we've just read throughout Proverbs 10, chapter 10 through 31.
所以你就今日見到咧，我哋首先讀嘅經文咧，係由箴言嘅第十至第三十一章裏邊咧，佢有好多唔同嘅經節咧喺當中咧，我哋收集落嚟。
And doesn't take a rocket scientist to know, as you've just read, that these verses talk about the power of our words.
咁所以當你頭先去睇嘅時候咧，咁你相信咧，你都會注意到嘅。頭先嗰啲經文咧，佢就係講到言語嘅嗰個嘅力量。
Did you know if you carefully look at Proverbs, if you study it, it says more about words than anything else about our lives.
咁如果你好留心嘅嚟到去睇呢個嘅約翰呢個箴言嘅時候咧，你就發覺咧喺當中咧，佢提到言語呢一樣嘢咧。係比提到任何其他生活裏邊嘅嘢係更加嘅多。
It says more about what we say, our words, than about money, sex, or family.
佢講言語多過喺當中佢講到關於金錢啊、性啊或者係家庭。
In fact, scholars say that Proverbs addresses this subject approximately 150 times out of 915 verses.
咁有啲嘅學者咧，佢睇過佢話咧喺箴言裏邊嘅915節。嘅經文裏邊咧，有150次咧係提到關於言語呢一個題目。
Those of you who are into numbers, you'll know that that's 1/6 or approximately 17%. 17% of all the verses and proverbs talk about our words.
咁即係話咧，如果你睇一個數字嘅時候，差唔多就係箴言裏邊嘅六佢所講嘅所有嘅經文裏邊嘅六分之一或者17% 係講到言語。
And research studies have shown, again, I don't know if you want to believe this or not, but we speak at least 175 times a day.
咁咧，有啲嘅研究嘅人，佢哋话咧，我哋咧平均咧最少咧，即系唔知真唔真啊吓，最少咧，我哋每个人每一日咧就讲175次嘢。
And scholars and researchers tell us that's on the low side.
咁有啲嘅学者话咧，呢一个咁嘅数目咧，可能只不过系喺即系最低嘅一个嘅估计。
And so you and I, human beings, have a good chance, good probability, each day, to mess up our relating to one another.
咁所以咧，你同我咧，可能喺一日里边咧，我哋都有非常大嘅机会咧，我哋咧系同人嘅关系咧，可能会有一啲嘅摩擦嘅。
I hope you see how important this topic is. How you speak will make or break you.
咁咧，我相信大家喺呢度当中咧，睇见呢一个题目就系话到咧，我哋点样嘅去讲嘢咧，可以咧系叫我哋咧系做啱或者系做错嘅。
And so learning to speak wisely is very important.
咁點樣嘅能夠有智慧嘅説話咧，係好緊要。
And so these verses warn us about the power of our words.
咁我哋頭先睇嗰啲經文咧，去提醒我哋就話，原來我哋所講嘅嘢咧，係有一個好大嘅力量喺度嘅。
What you blurt out matters.
你個衝口而出或者你所講嘅呢乜嘢嘢咧，係好緊要。
And slide 3 tells you, 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, "Glorify God in your body."
咁喺哥林多前书六章二十节嗰，佢话我哋要用我哋嘅身体嚟到去荣耀神。
And what the author of Proverbs is saying is that starts with your tongue.
咁喺箴言里边佢所讲到嘅，佢就话就要由我哋嘅舌头开始啦。
So obviously there's a lot of power to our language.
咁冇错，即系我哋所讲嘅言语里边系有好大嘅力量权力。
I don't know if you picked this up when we looked at the verses, but if you don't mind, Chioka, if you could shine up 12:18 again.Proverbs 12:18 talks about the power words to wound, and it uses the analogy of a sword to wound.
譬如好似頭先我哋睇見嘅箴言十二章嘅第十八節，佢講到佢話我哋嘅言語個力量好大嘅，就好似一把刀咁樣，可以係一把刀咁樣去刺透。
You see the phrase reckless words pierce like a sword.
佢話説話浮躁嘅咧，就好似一把刀。
And this is saying words can have the power to do damage that can't be remedied.
咁係即係話咧，我哋嘅言語咧係可以有呢個力量咧嚟到去做一啲破壞嘅嘢咧，係不可以補救嘅。
Do you see what the author of Proverbs is saying? If you say a word, you can never get it back. It's uttered. It's out there.
咁呢、这个箴言个作者佢话到，如果我哋讲一句说话嘅时候咧，出咗去噶啦，就会系出咗去。
It can never be as it once was. It's gone.
呢句说话讲咗出去之后咧，就唔可以再好似你未讲呢句说话之前咁噶啦。
Words have a damaging effect.
言语系有呢个破坏嘅能力嘅。
That actually can't be completely taken away.
系唔可以攞翻走嘅。
It's like the analogy, a sword.If you thrust a sword into somebody and take it out, you don't eliminate the wound.
就好似佢喺呢度俾个例子，就话你用一把刀你去刺入嗰个人嗰度嘅时候，你要将把刀拎翻出嚟嘅时候，已经有嗰个嘅伤口喺度。
If the person is fortunate enough to survive that thrust, wow, scars are there forever.
咁如果呢个俾你刺伤嘅嗰个人，如果佢有幸嘅去生存嘅话，佢永远都会有一条疤痕喺度。
Do you understand what the Word of God is saying to you？
喺呢度你明唔明白神所对你讲嘅说话咧
？The damage caused by our reckless words linger, linger on。
即系话咧，当我哋咧讲一啲浮躁嘅说话，嗰度所产生嘅嗰啲嘅伤害咧，嗰啲嘅破坏咧，系一直喺度嘅。
See, reckless words in Proverbs 12:18 talk about slashing words.Rash words.
咁喺喺箴言嗰度，佢讲嘅呢啲浮躁嘅说话系咩咧？就话喺呢啲嘅说话咧，系我哋冲口而出，我哋系怎样去讲出嚟，不经大脑咁样。
That means it includes promises. You set up expectations and you don't carry through. You set up expectations of disappointments.
呢啲嘅浮躁说话亦都可以话咧，系我哋所做过嘅一啲嘅应承咗人哋嘅嘢，但系咧系好系冇实际嘅。俾人哋一啲嘅期望，但系亦都带俾人哋失望嘅。
And the stain of that will never be taken away。
呢啲嘅浮躁说话所带嚟嘅呢一啲咁嘅痕迹咧，系唔可以除去嘅。
You know that。
你会知道。
Rash and reckless statements destroy your credibility。
一啲浮躁嘅说话会系影响到你嗰、那个人哋对你嘅信任。
You must remember what comes out of your mouth cannot be put back.
你要记住一样嘢，就由你口里边所出嘅话唔可以翻翻转头。
It cannot be reversed.
唔可以走翻转头。
And so certainly rash, reckless criticisms, cutting remarks can sour a relationship.
所以一啲嘅浮躁嘅批评，或者系一啲对人嘅嘅判语。呢一啲嘅嘢都会令到你同嗰个人之间嗰个关系系被破坏。
But as you read, it gets worse. Words can wound, but there's more.
咁当我睇落去嘅时候，更加嘅我哋会睇见就更加差嘅就系呢啲嘅言语唔单止系可以伤害人。
For those of you who are astute, you probably pick that up. Proverbs 18:21. Thank you.
咁如果你睇箴言十八章廿一节嗰度去讲到。
See that phrase? The power, the tongue has the power of what? Life and death.
咁佢话到呢一个嘅言语咧，仲可以系带嚟生命或者系死，或者系生同埋死。
Let that penetrate your heart. It's saying it's not just that words can wound. Words can kill.
让呢啲嘅话临到你个心里边，记住就系话到啲言语唔单止系会带嚟伤害，佢系更加可以系去杀害人。
Right, it says it has the power of death.
喺呢度佢讲到佢话生死喺舌头嘅权下。
Slide 4 please. In the Old Testament, the word life, as you see it there, Proverbs is from the Old Testament. It's a multi-dimensional word. It has three aspects.
咁喺旧约里边，当佢讲到生命嘅时候咧，呢个字咧系有唔同嘅层面嘅。
Right, when Proverbs talks about life, it's three aspects. One is physical.
咁喺箴言里边，当佢讲到生命嘅时候，系有三个嘅角度去睇。第一就系身体啦，肉身啦。
Another aspect is personal or psychological, personal inner life.
另外一个就系讲到你嗰个心灵里边啦，或者系一个人里边嗰个嘅内在嘅生命。
And the third is social or communal.
咁第三个层面讲到就系话呢个社交或者一个群体。
Okay, three aspects, right? One word, life. Physical life, psychological life, social life.
咁即係話咧，當佢講到生命呢個字嘅時候咧，係有三個層面。第一就係肉體嘅生命，第二就係心靈，第三就係呢個社群或者係群體。
And what Proverbs is saying to us is words have the power to destroy all three of those aspects.
咁佢就話到咧，言語有呢個力量咧，嚟到去破壞曬呢三個層面嘅生命。
First take, literally physically killing.
第一個我哋講即係肉身嗰個嘅殺害咧。
You might be thinking, "Ah, come on, Wilson, it's an exaggeration."
咁你可能你話係咪誇張一啲咧？如果你講到言語可以殺害一個身體
，Well, then just brush up on your history. Go ahead, brush up on your history and see if you say that again.
咁但係咧，當你去諗，你喺諗下我哋嘅歷史裏邊嘅時候，你就會睇到噶啦。
If you are into history, you know words have caused murders. Words have caused suicide.
當你去睇翻歷史嘅時候，你係發覺言語可以引起呢一個嘅謀殺，可以引起呢個人嘅自殺。
And even worse, words have started wars. Wars kill people.
言語可以挑起戰爭，戰爭將人去殺害。
But words kill not only physically, they kill psychologically.
咁言語唔單止係殺害人嘅身體，更加係心靈。
I'm not a mental health expert. Maybe you are.They tell us that if you call a child stupid, if you call a child dull, it's going to have a big effect.
咁如果你知道嘅时候，好多心理学家讲，佢话如果你话一个细路仔佢好蠢，佢好笨嘅时候，你所讲嘅啲说话都会影响佢一生。
That child will have a tough time dealing with that, dealing with those negative words all their life.
呢一个细路仔喺佢嘅整生里边咧，都要咧有一个好。困难嘅时间嚟到去处理佢所接受到嘅呢啲嘅这个评语。
I know personally，
我个人都知道。
As a school-age child, I grew up in a neighborhood there were hardly any minorities。
咁我记得咧，我细个嘅时候，我读书嘅时候咧，喺我嘅四周围我嘅邻舍里边咧，好少少数嘅族裔。
And as whoever you are today, from age probably 103, you know, even children can be cruel.
我相信大家都好知道，就算系好细个嘅细路仔，有阵时佢哋所做嘅嘢都可以好残酷嘅。
They can bully you. They can intimidate you.
佢哋可以咧喺度嚟虾你，叫你咧好惊佢哋。
But just little things like knocking down your books in the hallway as you go from class A to class B.
就算是好像你要转课室的时候由去一个课室去另外一个课室的时候他们可以来撞你将你的书碰低了
or calling you some racial slur
或者给你一些很不好听的名字
those put downs have lasting effects
这些东西都可以在人的心里面留下一些不可以磨灭的感觉
see things that you've been told poisonThe ground. They're like toxic chemicals.
呢啲人你咁样同你讲呢啲嘅嘢嘅时候，就好似一啲有毒嘅化学药品咁样去影化学药物咁样去影响你。
I worked for chemical company, a petroleum company, and when things get into the ground, it pollutes everything.
我喺一个化学嘅公司做过，咁当呢个化学药品如果系跌咗喺个地下度嘅时候咧，你就会发觉咧佢系污染晒成个嘅地面。
Once that chemical, once the petroleum's in the ground, you can't extract it out of the ground.
咁如果呢啲嘅石油咧，佢渗入咗去个地下嗰度嘅时候咧，你唔可以将佢哋咧抽翻出嚟。
It just blends into the soil.
咁咧，佢只会咧同埋咧地里边嘅嗰啲泥咧嚟到去混合一齐。
And so many things that have been said to you are still with you, distorting, polluting the way you see yourself.
所以人哋同你讲过所好多嘅呢啲嘅嘢，系去歪曲嘅呢咁嘅嘢嘅时候咧，系其实系亦都系会去影响到你嘅，同埋会。
It also affects the way you see others as well。
咁嗰啲嘢唔单止咧系会去歪曲咗你点样睇自己，亦都系会歪曲咗你点样嘅去睇人哋。
That's why we're prejudiced. We see certain things because of our experience.
所以我哋有阵时亦都会有呢个嘅偏见，因为基于我哋自己嘅经验嘅时候咧，我哋就会咁样嘅嚟去睇啲事物啦。
And so I hope you see what the wisdom of God is saying to you. Words can actually destroy your soul.
所以我喺度希望大家睇到嘅就话，言语其实可以嘅嚟到去杀害我哋嘅心灵。
And what is done to you isn't anything like what is done in you.
他在当中所做的可以是怎样的来破坏到我们里面。
Do you see the power of words? Do you see why words matter? Words get into you.
所以你要看一下言语的力量是很重要的，因为它可以入到你里面。
Right? That analogy is so real, like a sword, piercing you to the core.
那个例子是这么真确的，就好像一把刀刺入了你那里那样。
And of course, if you're into history and you know about the sword and how it was used in warfare, it does a lot of damage to the inside.
如果你在历史里面看见，在战争里面，他们怎样用这个刀的时候，那个杀害是多么的大。
But of course, there's a third aspect, and that's the social one.
还有第三个层面，就是讲到我们的社交那个生活。
And you see that in Proverbs 16:28, and Chioke, if you don't mind, if you could head back to 16:28, a perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends.
在箴言的16章28节那里去讲到，他说歪僻人散播纷争，传舌的离间密友。
You see, in general, what makes a lie so destructive is what? It immediately destroys the one thing you really need. You need people.
在这里他讲到就说，为什么一个谎言呢，它那个破坏力是这么厉害呢？因为它可以立刻的来到去破坏到你生命里面最需要的一样东西。
We're social beings. You need to relate. If you don't relate, you die.
我们都是一个人类，都是要需要社群的，所以人际关系对我来讲是很重要，没有的时候，我们就会是好像死了那样。
And as soon as you lie to somebody, you're distorting reality.
你讲谎言的那一刻的时候，你就已经是将这个现实来到去改变了。
You know why that puts a strain on relationships?
什么是令到我们人际关系有这个张力呢?
Because that person is not seeing the same reality. It's been distorted.
因为当你讲谎言的时候，你和那个人所看的那个真实的现实就不是一样了，大家。
You've distorted. You've actually kept part of reality away from that person by lying.
那你透过这个讲谎话的时候，你一是就是将一些东西向这个人隐藏了，或者你又将一些东西来扭曲了。
And that's why a barrier is between you and that person.
那你和那个人中间呢，大家就有一个隔膜在这里了。
You see, you're actually in the process of hiding when you lie.
其实当我们去讲大话的时候呢，我们其实就在一个过程里面呢，我们要怎样去隐藏自己。
And of course, the closer the person is to you, that you're destroying the very thing that's so precious to you.
那如果那个人对你是越 那个人对你是越亲密，是越紧要的时候，其实你就越去破坏你最需要的那些东西。
Do you see why it's so important to guard your heart, to guard your words? You're putting relationships to death when you lie.
所以就说我们为什么要很小心地去看着我们所说的说话，我们的舌头呢？ 因为如果不是，我们就会将我们和人和人之间的关系呢，就好像判了一个死刑一样。
But words not only have the power over the listener, as you well know, words have the power over the speaker.
言语不单止就是说你对听你说话的那个人是有一个力量，其实你所说的那个言语对讲说话的那个人都是有个力量影响在。
And this is somewhat of a surprising theme in Proverbs.
可能这个在箴言里面给我们觉得很惊讶的一个讲法。
Words have enormous power, right? But not only over the person who receives them. There's a power over those who send the words out.
他说原来言语有一个力量，不单止是在那些听到这些话语、接受到这些话语的人那里，更加是将这些话语传出去的那里，这个言语都有一个力量是胜过他们的。
Look at Proverbs 12, 13, and 14 again. If you don't mind, if you could slide back to 13. The first part of 13 and the first part of 14 in chapter
12.
You have the English Standard Version up there if you know English. I'm reading from the NIV because I want you to see, because again, I always harp on Bible study. You need three or four translations. You can't just read one translation.
在这里看出来的英文和牧师讲的英文翻译不同，但是你可以更加明白那个意思。
And the first part of 12:13a says an evil man is trapped by his sinful talk.
咁喺第十二章十三節嗰度話，惡人去嘴中所嘅過錯咧，係自己嘅網羅。
And then the verse right next to it, the first part, 14a, from the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things.
但喺第十二章第十四節頭嗰度，佢話人因口所結嘅果子咧，必飽得美福。
You see, your evil words just don't hurt people, they hurt you.
佢話你所講出嚟嘅呢啲嘅邪惡嘅説話咧，唔單止係傷害人哋，亦都係傷害你自己嘅。
And good words received or good words sent are also good for you, like fruit or food.
咁你而家傳遞出去一啲美好嘅説話嘅時候，唔單止係對人有福，係對你自己都係好嘅。
Slide 5, please. You see that in New Testament too. James 3, 2 and 4 says, therefore, we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his whole body. And then jumping to verse 4, look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs.
在新約的雅各書第三章第二節和第四節那裡也有講到，他說原來我們在許多事上都有過失，若有人在言語上沒有過失，他就是完全人。
You see, words have an enormous power, right?
你看見言語有一個很大的能力。
And of course, that power is both negative and positive.
咁呢一個嘅力量咧，可以係正面，可以係負面嘅。
Let me explain that negatively. First, negatively, what do words do?
咁首先講負面啦，言語做到啲咩咧？
Words clothe, embody your thoughts.
我哋所講嘅言語其實喺當中咧，可以係話係披蓋住或者係存在著我哋嘅思想。
Your words clarify things; they express your thoughts.
我哋所用嘅言語咧，就係點樣嘅將我哋嘅思想係表達出嚟，係清楚，讓佢能夠清楚嘅表達出嚟。That's
what I mean when I say they clothe your thoughts. It means they make them real. Your thoughts are real words, right?
咁即係話咧，我哋用言語嚟到去將我哋嘅思想咧，好真真嘅嚟到去表達出嚟。Okay,
first the negative, right? Is that we're talking negative? Let's say someone says, "I hate you. I hate you."
咁我哋講緊負面，咁就譬如好似話有啲人講嘅嘢，就話我好憎你。
I wish you were dead.
我想你死。
You said hate because you felt it.
咁你講話你好憎個人，點解？因為你感覺。 你有呢個憎恨嘅感覺。
And after that,
咁你講咗之後,
you feel it because you said it.
咁你講咗之後, 你就感覺到呢一個嘅憎恨。
You see how it puts clothes on your thoughts?
咁你睇唔睇到點樣言語係將你嘅思想嚟到去表達出嚟?
Once you say something, it's clothed. It's strengthened.
咁當你用言語講咗出嚟嘅時候，就好似將你嘅思想咧。 表達咗出嚟嘅時候咧，更加咧嚟到去堅固到你嗰個嘅思想。Right,
you think and you say it because you felt it.
你咁樣諗，你講出嚟，因為你感覺嗰個感覺。Once
that's done, you're going to feel it because you said it.
咁當你講咗出嚟之後咧，因為你講咗出嚟啦，所以你就感覺到嗰個憎恨。And
so you might say, maybe that's something to that. And so maybe I shouldn't express my negative feelings.
咁如果當你咁講嘅時候，你就話，哦，如果係咁嘅時候，咁即係話唔應該將我負面嘅嗰啲感受表達出嚟。You're
not paying attention. Proverbs 10:18, the first verse we read. Jacob 10:18, he who conceals his hatred has lying lips.
咁樣咧，但我哋睇下咧，喺箴言嘅第十章十八節嗰，佢曾經亦都有講，佢話隱藏怨恨的有説謊的嘴唇。Okay,
so what do we do then? You're saying, Wilson, that the Bible says, hey, you express your negative feelings, there's going to be damage. But then it says Proverbs 10:18, you're supposed to conceal. You know, if you conceal that, you're a liar.
咁我哋應該點樣講嘢咧？如果我哋將我哋嘅感受講出嚟，如果係負面嘅話，咁你話係唔好。咁但係喺《 箴言嗰度佢又话，如果我哋咧将我哋里边隐藏咗嘅一啲嘅嘢，我哋唔讲出嚟，我哋就系说谎。
And here's the positive part, because you're supposed to use the power of speech positively, supposed to use it for good.
但系佢呢度讲就话喺正面嚟讲，就系我哋点样去用我哋嘅言语系更加嘅正面。
Suppose you have hatred. Suppose you have bitterness.
假如你喺你里边系真系有呢个嘅憎恨，有呢一个嘅苦毒嘅时候
，You're supposed to talk it out with God.
你应该系向神嚟到去讲出嚟。
You're supposed to confess to God.
你应该向同神嚟到去认罪。
And it's also helpful to talk over someone who cares about you.
或者咧
，do it properly, not slanderously.
或者咧，你去咧同一啲咧系好关心你嘅人去讲出嚟，但系系好正确嘅讲出嚟，而唔系去。去论断或者系去点样嘅去毁谤另外一个人。
You say something like this, I have this in my heart. I have this problem. I have this hatred.
咁你应该咧同人或者系同神咁讲，佢话喺我里边有呢个问题，喺我心里边我有呢一个嘅憎恨。
Or maybe if you don't have hatred, you have discouragement. Or you say I have this temptation.
或者你话未必系有个憎怒气喺度，或者你话我有呢个咁样嘅灰心，或者我有呢个咁样嘅试探。
You talk to somebody.Who loves you, right? You talk to somebody about what you're feeling inside, right?
咁你去同一个人去关心你嘅人，咁样嘅去讲你心里边嗰个嘅感受。
It clothes the thoughts, right? That means it makes it easier to see it. You need to see it.
咁你亦都系用言语嘅，将你嗰个思想去讲出嚟，好真实嘅表达出嚟，好似可以睇见咁样。
And that makes it easier to understand yourself then.
咁当你咁讲出嚟嘅时候，你就会更加容易嘅嚟到去明白你自己。
Haven't you noticed how often when you talk something out with somebody, you understand yourself better when it's done, right? You understand.
我相信你都可能会试过，就系话到，如果你将一啲你自己心里边嘅嘢讲出嚟同人听嘅时候，你就更加嘅去明白你自己。
Because it helps you see what's inside you.
因为当你讲出嚟嘅时候，你就能够睇清楚究竟喺你自己里边系有啲咩嘢。
It clothes and makes your thoughts something that's visible.
咁呢啲嘅言语咧，就会将你里边嘅思想咧，系好似更加容易嘅俾你睇到、表达出嚟。
And you can sift the bad out，
亦都可以将你里边嘅嘢或者系唔好嘅嘢都去俾你睇到。
You throw out the stupid thoughts，
咁咧或者你将你一啲好愚蠢嘅思想咧，可以将佢抛掉。
Because you've talked it out， you understand。
因为当你讲出嚟嘅时候，你就更加嘅去明白。
Why is language so powerful？ Why is it？
点解言语咁有力量咧？
Why is it such a power? Why is it a power over the hearer? Why is it a power over the speaker?
点解啲言语咧会对听嘅人同埋讲嘅人都咁有力量能力咧
？Why does it have power in all these ways?
点解佢喺呢啲所呢啲嘅方法无论咩嘅方法里边都咁有权力咧
？Well, you read it already. You got the answer. Proverbs 18:21.
咁我哋首先喺第十八章廿一节嗰度去睇见。
The tongue has the power of death, but what does it say also?The tongue has the power of life. Positive words, life.
点解啊？佢话因为言语，因为喺个佢话生同埋死都喺舌头嘅权下，系啊，言语都有呢个正面嘅嗰个力量。
What does it say in 18:21? Those who love it will eat its fruits. The good words eat its fruits.
佢话如果系喜爱它的，必吃它所结嘅果子。
And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know we're built for and need words. You know that.
你都知道我哋被造，同埋我哋都有呢个需要，就系言语。
And the word of God is right on. Words are like food.
神嘅话语就好似话咩，好食物咁样。
Words are like air, like water to us.
言语就好似空气，好似水对我哋嚟讲。
There's a hunger for words in us.
喺我哋里边，我哋有呢个饥渴。言语
We need words to live. How is that so?
我哋都需要一啲言语嚟到去过生活。
Well, we need words from the inside, and we need words from the outside.
我哋需要由我哋喺我哋里边有嘅出嚟嘅言语，同埋喺我哋喺外边临到我哋嘅言语。
Right? You need words to express yourself inside, right? And you need words, what? From the outside, coming in, to be known.
我哋需要有一啲嘅言语嚟到去将我哋里边嚟到去表达出嚟。我哋亦都需要一啲嘅言语系喺我哋嘅系喺我哋嘅外边临到我哋，叫我哋能够去知道我哋认识我哋自己。
You know, for those who have stomach problems, Do you know how frustrating it is to keep something inside you?
咁如果咧，你有人咧試過咧，啲肚痛唔舒服嘅時候，你就會發覺咧，如果咧喺你肚裏邊嗰啲嘢咧唔能夠出到嚟嘅時候咧，係好唔舒服嘅。
Right, you keep something inside you can't put into words. That's frustrating.
咁同樣即係喺你裏邊，如果有一啲嘅嘢咧，你唔能夠去表達出嚟嘅時候咧，你會係覺得好焦慮。
And that's so because you want, as a human being, to be known.
因為咧，我哋人咧，我哋好想嘅係讓人嚟到去認識我哋。
You want, as a human being, to be understood.
你身為一個人類，你想人哋能夠去明白你。
You desperately need a word from the inside because you want to be known.
咁你好希望係去揾到個言語，點樣嘅嚟將你嘅裏邊咧能夠表達出嚟，以至咧人哋認識你。
You want to be understood as a human being.
你身為一個人類，你想人哋去明白你。
That means you can't live without words from the inside.
咁即係喺我哋嘅生活裏邊，我哋唔可以，我哋唔能夠生存而唔能夠。將我哋裏邊去表達出嚟嘅時候，我哋唔能夠生存。
But you can't live without words from the outside either.
咁同樣，如果我哋能夠冇喺外邊嘅言語諗到我哋嘅時候，我哋都唔能夠生存。
You know, there's a popular psychology that's going around that's wrong.
有一個好流行嘅心理學，即係，但係咧係佢嗰個講法咧係錯誤嘅。
Right? You might have heard about it.
你可能都聽見過。
It goes like this: It doesn't matter what other people say about you. It doesn't matter.
他說人家跟你說的什麼說話呢對你來說呢都不重要的
Right, that's popular psychology What should only matter is what you think And what you say about yourself
他說呢什麼是重要的呢就是你怎樣去想你自己還有你怎樣說你自己才重要人家在外面說的東西是不重要的
Go ahead, try that Go ahead, live your life trying that It doesn't work
如果你這樣去過生活的時候你可以試一下你覺得行不行得通
That popular psychology is not true
這個這樣的心理學的講法是不對的
I'll give you an example
我給一個例子
A common example Imagine you're an artist
想像你是一個藝術家
And you've been producing art for over 5 years
你這個從事藝術去創造這些藝術已經五年了
Again, it's an illustration, right? Every single person who has ever seen your art walks into the gallery and says, "This is useless."
咁如果你係個畫家嘅時候，每一個人入到去你個畫廊睇你啲畫嘅時候，佢哋都話呢啲畫冇用嘅。
Maybe your mom didn't come in. I don't know. You know, it's an illustration, right? Everyone says it's useless.
咁每一個人睇見你呢個作品嘅時候，都話：，誒，呢啲垃圾嚟嘅。
And what do you say?
你會點講啊
？Do you say, "Oh, doesn't matter. Who cares?"
你會唔會咁講話
？All that matters is what I think, and it's great.
你會唔會話我都唔會理會呢啲人點樣諗嘅？最緊要、重要嘅係我自己點樣諗，同埋我自己話自己係乜嘢
？You know that's absurd. It that doesn't happen that way. You give up.
你會知道，你會知道你個反應唔會係咁嘅。反之，你會係放棄。
You get so discouraged, you give up.
你會咁灰心，當個人都係咁講嘅時候，你會好灰心，你會放棄。
Because somebody has to come in and say this is great，
因為你需要有人入到你嘅畫廊話俾你聽，哇！你啲作品係非常之好。
I see something I didn't see before. This is great art。
我喺呢度我睇見一啲我從來冇睇過嘅嘢，呢個一個真係一個好特好好嘅藝術品。
Somebody has to say that, or you're going to give up。
你一定要聽見有人咁樣同你講，如果唔係你就會放棄。
You're not an artist if somebody doesn't say you're an artist from the outside. Don't you see that?
你唔會係一個藝術家，除非有人喺外邊話啊，你係一個藝術家。
You don't have a self unless somebody says from the outside who you are.
你唔會認識知道自己係一個點樣人，除非喺外邊有人話俾你聽啊，你係點。
You and I need a word from the outside to affirm us.
我哋需要喺外邊嚟嘅言語嚟到去話俾我哋聽
，to validate you as a human being.
你都去俾去肯定俾我哋睇见我哋系一个点样嘅人。
That's why you need words from the inside and the outside。
所以我哋需要喺我哋里边有嘅言语，同埋喺外边嚟嘅言语。
And that's why the Bible says their life, their food. That's what Proverbs is saying. You need it, their food to live。
所以佢话咧，言语系可以俾我哋有呢个生命，佢好似一个食物咁样，我哋需要嘅呢啲食物。
You know, I'm not a nice person.
I'm
guilty of giving some people the silent treatment.
咁啊，我有陣時唔係幾好嘅。當我嬲嘅時候咧，有陣時咧我就會咧去唔睬人。
You know, people have hurt me. I hurt them back by giving the silent treatment.
咁如果有人傷害我嘅時候咧，我就會俾嗰個人咧一個沉默嘅對待，就唔睬佢。
That's bad.
誒係好差嘅做法。
I've also been on the receiving end of the silent treatment.
咁亦都我亦都試過就係人哋咁樣嘅去對待我。
You know, you want to talk, but the person or persons won't talk to you.
你好想同嗰個人講嘢，但係個人唔睬你，唔同你講嘢。
Do you know how awful that feels?
你如果係咁嘅時候，你有冇試過就係呢個咁嘅感覺係幾咁難受咧
？That's why I need a savior. I'm ashamed to say I give people the silent treatment.
所以我哋係需要一個救主，因為當我去話俾人聽，我去唔睬去俾呢個人一個沉默嘅對待嘅時候，其實即係我都係唔啱咯。
But the only way to do battle.Is with Jesus.
但我哋点样嘅能够可以嚟到去胜过呢啲嘅嘢咧？我哋就系需要耶稣基督。
Confess your sins to God.
向神嚟到去承认我哋嘅罪。
You don't live by bread alone. You live by every word.
我哋人活着唔系单靠食物，我哋系要靠神嘅话语。
We need words desperately. Do you know why?
我哋需要呢一啲嘅話語，點解咧
？Augustine, one of the famous Christians of the past, great theologian, said it's because we're made in the image of the Triune God.
奧古斯丁一個好出名嘅神學家同埋基督徒，佢話到佢話我哋係按住神嘅形象所做嘅。
Augustine was again really had a lot to say about the Trinity from all eternity.He says, "Do you realize the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit what they've been doing?"
佢話：我哋係按著呢個三位一體嘅神所做嘅。佢話喺呢一個恆古嘅嘅永恆裏邊，聖父、聖子、聖靈，佢哋係做乜嘢嘅咧
？Communicating，
佢哋係彼此溝通。
God is perfect. He knows within himself the absolute joy of perfect good words.
神佢系完全嘅，喺当中佢知道一个完全嘅一句嘅言语嘅时候，里边所带嚟嗰个绝对嘅喜乐系乜嘢
？Words from the inside to express yourself，
一个嘅言语点样系可以将我哋里边嘅嘢去表达出嚟
？And words received from the outside to affirm you，
同埋点样喺外边所收到嘅言语嚟到去肯定我哋
？God knows within the Trinity。Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three persons in one. The absolute joy, perfect communication.
喺呢个三位一体嘅神里边，佢哋明白到就系喺呢一个嘅完全嘅沟通里边，嗰个嘅喜乐系乜嘢嘅
？That's why you see in Matthew 3 and Matthew 17, God the Father saying what to God the Son? This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased with.
所以喺马太福音三章十七节嗰度。天父佢咁讲啊，佢对耶稣佢话：，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And the Son responds to the Father, God the Son. He says, "I bring glory to your holy name by trusting and obeying you."
咁耶稣又点样同天父讲啊？佢话藉着去信服你嘅时候，我将荣耀爱荣耀你嘅名。
You see something like that in John 12, and then the Holy Spirit continues to bring honor and glory to both the Father and the Son as He dwells.In God's people.
然后喺约翰福音十二章嗰度，佢讲佢话圣灵点样继续嘅嚟到去做咧，就系话住喺信徒当中，同埋教导呢个信徒，以致佢哋能够将呢个荣耀咧系交俾呢个父同埋子。
He's the comforter, the teacher.
佢系我哋嘅保惠师，系我哋嘅导师。
As John 14 explains.
喺约翰福音十四章嗰度咁解释到。
See, word from the inside.Word from the outside, given and received.
咁就系点样喺我哋里边出嚟嘅言语，同埋喺外在嚟到嘅言语，点样嘅嚟到俾出去，点样嘅去收回
？Right? How did God begin everything? As we know in creation, right? He spoke.
咁当你去睇神点样去创造嘅时候，佢嗰个亦都讲到话神说。
He communicated in order to create.
佢用佢嘅言语去表达出嚟。點樣嘅嚟到去創造
？He didn't just make heaven and earth. He spoke his word.
佢唔係怎樣做呢個宇宙，佢係藉著佢嘅言語去講出嚟。
And you are created in His image. That's why you don't need just bread alone. You need every word of God.
我哋亦都系按住神嘅形象做嘅，所以我哋唔系净系需要我哋生活嘅食物，我哋需要神嘅言语。
You need a certain kind of speech, and I'll explain this next time. You need a certain kind of speech. You need a certain kind of language. What kind?
我哋需要一类嘅言语嚟到去表达系乜嘢嘅言语咧？
Again, I'll go over this next time. I'll just mention them today. Well, what kind of speech you need? You need truthful, honest speech.
咁我哋需要一啲咩言语咧？下次我会详细嘅讲。咁我简单讲啊，就系譬如我哋需要一啲嘅真实、一啲诚实嘅言语。
Of course, that's the counter to deceptiveness, right? You need truthful, honest speech rather than deceptiveness.
咁即系话咧，我哋需要一啲嘅真实、一啲诚实嘅言语，唔系一啲嘅欺骗嘅言语。
You need kind.And gentle speech rather than harshness.
我哋需要一啲嘅仁慈、温柔嘅言语，唔系一啲嘅暴戾嘅言语。
And you need wise and apt speech rather than carelessness.
我哋需要一啲有智慧、精确嘅言语，唔系一啲嘅妄语。
Fourthly, you need forthright, courageous speech rather than gossip.
我哋需要咧有一啲咧系有有勇气、有先见嘅言语，唔系一啲嘅讲是非。
And fifthly, you need economical speech rather than impulsiveness.
然后咧，我哋要点样喺我哋言语里边？我哋系有一啲节约嘅言语，而唔系一啲咧好似失去控制、一啲好冲动嘅言语。
Again, truthful, honest speech, kind and gentle speech, wise and apt speech, forthright, courageous speech, economic speech.
咁仲即系我有几样啦，我哋讲过就系一啲真实、诚实嘅言语，一啲温柔同埋有仁慈嘅言语，一啲有智慧嘅言语，一啲有勇气嘅言语，同埋一啲咧系有节制嘅言语。
Well, let me wrap up today by saying this, because as you know, as a human being, time does not heal all wounds, right?
我结束嘅时候想讲就话，时间佢未必可以医治所有嘅伤痕。
And ignoring injuries caused by careless words doesn't make those hurts go away.
假如因為一啲嘅人哋唔小心嘅言語，一啲嘅妄語嚟到傷害咗我哋嘅時候，我哋唔理呢啲嘅傷害，唔可以將呢啲嘅傷害除走。
But wise words bring healing.
但一啲有智慧嘅言語可以將醫治帶到。
Right. Saying the humble, honest, beautiful thing that needs to be said brings powerful.Healing.
但是如果我们能够讲一些谦虚、诚实、一些美丽的说话，即是一些好的说话的言语的时候，可以第一步将这个的医治带到。
Did you know even when people who don't have the tongue of the wise and don't say positive things, do you know Jesus still does?
你知唔知道有一啲人可能我哋咧冇一个嘅舌头咧可以识得点样讲智慧嘅说话，或者我哋唔识得点样讲一啲正面嘅嘢，但系耶稣佢可以做到。
You see, it's all over the New Testament. I'll just pick one verse, Romans 8:16. It's on slide 6. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
譬如我们可以在新约罗马书8:16那里讲，他说圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
You see, if you're a believer, even in a moment of crisis, even when people are bombarding you with bad words, even when you might be too confused to, and you just feel bashed all over the place,
身为一个信徒，可能在你一些危机的时间里面，你会听见很多，或者人家跟你讲一些很不好的说话，令到你呢都好混乱或者好受伤害。
Despite not feeling His love, you still are loved by God.
甚至或者喺嗰一刻你好困惑嘅时候，你唔感觉到神俾你嘅爱，但要记住一样嘢就系你仍然系神嘅儿女。
Because Romans 8:16, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we believers are children of God.
因为在罗马书8:16那里他讲，他说圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Do you see? Jesus himself will bring healing even though you might not receive from anyone good words.
在这里讲，他说就算我们可能不能够在 其他嘅人里边可以攞到一啲嘅言语系嚟到俾我哋，带俾我哋有一个医治。耶稣基督可以将呢个嘅医治，呢个嘅医治带临到我哋。
Right, that's what Proverbs 12:25 alludes to. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad.
就好似喺箴言十二章廿五节嗰句话，人心忧患屈而不伸，一句良言使心欢乐。
Look at him on the cross. Look at him.
睇耶稣基督，佢喺十字架上边。
He's dying there for all your sinful words, all the words you haven't said that you ought to have said, all the words you said that you shouldn't have said. He's there, dying for them.
睇下耶稣基督，佢就喺个十字架上边，为到我哋所讲嘅嗰啲我哋唔应该讲嘅说话。或者我哋应该讲嘅说话，我哋冇讲嘅说话去死。
All the lies，
所有嘅
all the insults， the gossip，
所有我哋所俾人哋嘅一啲嘅嘲讽，或者系一啲嘅闲言闲语。
The put downs， the false promises，
或者我哋所讲嘅一啲假嘅承诺。
The griping， he dies for them。
耶稣基督都系为到我哋，为到呢一啲嘅嘢，为到我哋去死。
Hits the delete button. It's not against you anymore.
佢就好似咧揿咗嗰个嘅删除嘅嗰个掣咁样，佢唔再同我哋计较。
You must see him there by faith.
我哋一定要用藉着信心系睇见耶稣基督。
And be finally free of all the careless, thoughtless words.
以致我哋可以喺呢一啲嘅唔小心嘅我哋嘅思想啊言语里边嚟到去释放出嚟。
That chain you to your sin。
呢一啲嘅嘢都会系叫我哋咧系喺罪嗰度咧，好似成为一个枷锁咁样。
And it's so because what did Jesus say on the cross？
耶稣基督喺十字架上面佢点讲咧
？To put it in context here, he said, "My God, my God, why are you not speaking to me？"
咁如果好似我哋今日所讲嘅时候，耶稣嘅表达佢就好似话神啊神啊，点解你唔同我讲嘢
？God stopped communicating with God the Son, right？
喺十字架上边，父神唔同耶稣讲嘢
，so that he would never stop communicating with you，
以致佢唔会再一次嘅神唔会再一次唔同我哋讲嘢。
Will you believe that today？
你今日相唔相信呢？
Let Jesus be your speechwriter from now on.
由今日开始，让耶稣基督去写你所说嘅说话。
There's a reason why the Bible calls him the Word of God.
呢个就系个原因，点解圣经去讲到话耶稣佢就系嗰个道。
Because everything that you need, that needs to be said about you, has been said by him.
因为我哋所要讲嘅说话，耶稣基督佢已经系讲咗。
You are my child.
佢话我哋就系佢嘅儿女。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋多谢你俾我哋嘅言语。
We pray, Lord, that your word would comfort us, even though we might not receive any good words from anyone.
神啊，愿你嘅话语去安慰我哋。纵然可能我哋喺外在里边，我哋冇人对我哋讲一啲好话。
And help us today to reflect on our bad words and repent and believe.
神啊，让我哋，神啊，让我哋今日去反省我哋所讲嗰啲坏嘅说话嘅时候，让我哋喺你里边嚟到去悔改。
And move ahead in relating better to each other。
而我哋继续嘅往前行，同人有一个好嘅相交。
That's the future hope, the future glory that you bring healing to our hurt。
呢一个就系我哋所有嘅盼望，就系话你将呢个嘅医治带到嚟俾我哋。
We can get some glimmers of that now。
我哋今日可以睇见。
So that we can speak good words。
以致我哋今日可以学习点样讲善良嘅说话。
May that be so here at Grace Church。
主一样帮助我哋喺恩约堂里边，我哋系咁样做。
And across your kingdom。
喺你嘅天国里边，我哋系咁样。
In Jesus' name, Amen。
奉耶稣基督名求。